Potidaea was indeed a town of great strategic importance. It was close to the rich timber deposits of the region, which the Athenians badly needed for their ships. Moreover, the Macedonian king Perdiccas was fickle in his loyalty to Athens. And Potidaea also had this intimate connection with Corinth because it received its magistrates from there. And the Corinthians, of course, were no friends of the Athenians. So Pericles suggested to the people, to the Athenians, that Perdiccas of Macedonia, the Corinthians, and the Potidaeans could potentially unite. And if they did, then this triple alliance would threaten Athenian interests in that area. Hence, Athens had to act. Now, it's hardly a surprise that when the Potidaeans received these demands from Athens, they refused to comply. They weren't going to raise their fortifications because that would have left them completely vulnerable to outside attack. So they resisted. And as a result, the Athenians sent an army north to besiege Potidaea. Perdiccas of Macedonia and Corinth lent help, and the Athenians and the Corinthians faced off each other in battle in 432, the Battle of Potidaea. And Corinth lost. So like Corcyra, Potidaea plays a role in the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War because the Corinthians get defeated. And who do you think the Corinthians start complaining to about what the Athenians are doing? Sparta. But at this stage, Sparta seems indifferent to their complaints. Despite the influence of Corinth and the Peloponnesian League, and especially its naval power, the Spartans are, for the moment, ignoring the Corinthian moans and groans. Then we have the third and final immediate cause, also in 432, same year as the Battle of Potidaea. And this third cause was really the straw that broke the camel's back, according to the likes of Thucydides and other contemporary writers, in particular the comic playwright Aristophanes. In 432, Pericles issued a decree against Megara, Megara on the western border of Attica, and this decree banned the Megarians from trading with Athens, and it banned them also from using the ports of the Athenian Empire, these ports to export and sell their goods. The justification for what modern scholars have come to call the Megarian decree was that Megara had supported Corinth back in 433, back when the Athenians were clashing with the Corinthians over Corcyra and then Potidaea. Apparently also, Megara was giving refuge to some escaped slaves from Athens. Now, given Megara's strategic location on Attica's west border, it was felt, and quite rightly, I agree, that a hostile Megara would pose a security threat to Athens. What if the Corinthians marched into Attica? They're a bit of the wild card by now. Megara would provide a Corinthian army with ease of access into Attica. And since relations between Corinth and Athens were worsening anyway, thanks to the Corcyra and Potidaea incidents, the Athenians could well face hostilities from Corinth. And so they felt they did have to protect themselves. This was the line that Pericles peddled to them. These economic sanctions, that's the Megarian decree, these economic sanctions on Megara spelled economic ruin for the Megarians. They were entirely dependent on trade for their livelihood. All of a sudden, not to be allowed to use the hundreds of ports belonging to allies in the Delian League, and especially that of Athens, well, this would be like closing off the whole of Asia to the USA today. Needless to say, the Megarians protested to Athens and Sparta, because everyone knew that Pericles' hidden agenda here was to force Megara back into the Delian League. Remember, Megara had been a member of the Delian League until it switched allegiance to the Peloponnesian League in the 460s. was one of the reasons why Athens and Sparta went to war.